بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We are all very very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this great gift of Iman. If a person is devoid of Iman, then Allah protect us forever and ever he will be in the fire of Jahannam. And on the other hand, if a person has Iman, even though outwardly in the world he may have had nothing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannah forever and ever. To such an extent that those who disbelieve, Allah speaks about it in the Quran, that they will be prepared to ransom themselves, even they will be prepared to bring the whole world full of gold, but it will never ever be accepted. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا هُمْ كُفَّارُ فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ. So we are extremely fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this kalima. The thing is, how we can make an effort to protect this iman, to protect this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And if you study the lives of the pious predecessors, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were all very, very worried about how they will leave this world. Allah speaks about Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Oh Allah, make me die as a Muslim. The incident of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu is famous that he was always introspecting that perhaps I'm a munafiq. And like this, one ta'abi says, I met up to 30 sahaba and each one, I noticed that everyone had this fear of nifaq in them. So these were the pious predecessors, the salafu salihin, the sahaba radiallahu anhu. So how much more worried we should be. With all their virtue, they were always worried about their iman. So, ulama ikram, the mashayikh mentioned, inshallah, if we keep few points in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us with iman. And there's no guarantee for any person. The hadith comes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person will do the amal of the people of Jannah until there's a cubit's length between him and the people of Jannah. And then his kitab will precede him, overtake him, his taqdeer. And then he will begin to do the actions of the people of Jahannam and then he will enter it. On the converse, a person will be doing the actions of the people of Jahannam, and then the kitab will overtake him, or precede him, in other words, his taqdeer, then he will be doing the actions of the people of Jannah, till there's a handspan between, or cubit's length between him and, fire of Jahannam, there will be a cubit's length, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, the meaning of which is, will give him hidayat, and he will enter Jannah by doing the actions of the people of Jannah. So some of the points, inshallah, that if we keep in mind and we practice upon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good death and grant us maut on iman. Number one, taqwa. This whole month of Ramadan we've been hearing over and over again, taqwa. What is taqwa? To abstain from all the prohibitions and to fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many verses of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins upon us to do something or stay away from something, this word taqwa commonly features in that ayat, many, many places. So a person, if he has taqwa in his life, then this will, inshallah, will be a means of him having a good mouth. Another word for taqwa, synonym is istiqama. Allah speaks about this in Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They were steadfast in upholding the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the prohibitions. Then at that time when a person leaves this world, then the malaika will give him glad tidings. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. The second point is that if we should adopt the company of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pious people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. So a person, if he loves the pious people, then he will want to be in their company and then he will want to emulate them, follow them, and inshallah he will, this will be a means of him gaining that taqwa also and doing good actions. Then, sadaqah. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, الصدقة تطفئ غضب الرب وتدفع ميتة السوء. The sadaqah extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it prevents it repels an evil death. So whatever it may be, few rands, whatever it is within a person's capacity, every day you should try and give out some sadaqah and keep this virtue in mind. Then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. We should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally when we speak about shukr, only worldly bounties come to our mind. Definitely we have to make shukr for that. But shukr for this iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this iman. Shaitan, when he was being expelled from Jannah, he took an oath that I will come, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come from every direction. But وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, you won't find them to be grateful. So if you can understand from this that a person who has the shukr in his life, and as mentioned the other day, that one is the verbal shukr, then the shukr of the heart acknowledging that everything is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't deserve it, Allah can take it away at any time. And then practical shukr, that using that bounty for the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has shukr in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase. So a person makes shukr, Allah will increase his iman. InshaAllah, Allah will take him over the iman. Then, do those actions we should learn, those actions where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised his intercession, his shafa'ah. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be in a state of panic, very, very terrified, worried. Lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the permission to intercede on a general note, general permission to intercede for the reckoning to start. Then there will be that other type of intercession where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for the believers, for his ummat. So from this we can understand that there will be, one is the general intercession, but then the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the believers. And so we should learn those actions wherein we'll gain the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them is the dua after adhan. Very simple. Many of us may know it already, but practice on this. If you don't know it, inshallah, try and learn it. The dua after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. Then, together with that, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundant dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good death, a death on iman. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, daily at the time of Maghrib, we used to make this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O my Rabb, don't deviate our hearts after you guided us. Verily you are the one who bestows favors. So every day in our own language, the dua, Quranic duas, the duas from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many duas they are of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of which we already know, in performing janaza salah, the famous dua, Allahumma fili hayyina, in there is the dua of a person making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die on iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us a good death, a death on iman. We should have this fikr and this worry that there is no guarantee. So every day we should make some effort, do all these points in mind, inshallah, and many more than that. But inshallah, if we keep this in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us a good death, inshallah. Subhanallah.